Dagens vinnarprognos från Postkodlotteriet. Postnummer 65209, klart till halvklart och chans till vinst. 41101, avtagande dimma med vinstmöjlighet i sikte. Övriga 10 500 postnummer, soligt och möjlighet att vinna.
Oavsett när sommaren kommer till dig så kan du och dina grannar få dela på 48 miljoner i sommaryran. Ta chansen nu i maj på postkodlotteriet.se.
Åldersgräns 18 år. Kontakta stödlinjen om du eller någon anhörig spelar för mycket.
Beskriv dina känslor för Mora IK som klubb, förening och den här staden.
I don't know, I can't. It's obviously tremendous and it's a real honor and this group will be remembered for a long time.
Vad säger du till fansen? De sjunger ditt namn just nu och säger att de älskar dig. Vad säger du till dem?
De älskar dig också.
Då säger vi hej och varmt välkomna till Hockeypuls podcast som spelas in i Calgary, Kanada. Denna gång är ute på en liten NHL-resa. Samlar in reportage och tänkte att varför inte spela in en podcast? Och jag tänker att det passar väldigt bra med tanke på att jag sitter här med Jeremy Colleton, Chicago Blackhawks huvudtränare. Det är nära din hemstad, Blackie, eller hur?
It's basically my hometown. Yeah. So, good timing.
Känns Calgary lite som hemma ändå.
Yeah, for sure. It's like 40 minutes away and spent a lot of time here. And yeah, I consider a bunch of the towns around Calgary kind of my home. So this is one of them.
Och som ni förstår, ni som lyssnar på det här, så förstår Jeremy fortfarande svenska. Hur går det att snabbt prata då?
Well, we're gonna try it today. Well, I'll do my best for you guys.
Är det några svenska ord som fortfarande sitter i?
My big problem now is that I don't speak at all, really, so okay. It's hard to practice. So I feel like I have some still that I can speak, but I gotta get my kids up to speed, and then maybe we can speak. But they have lost a lot, so that's disappointing. But I still understand most, I think.
Kanske blir lite svengelska då, swenglish. Mm-hmm. Senast jag såg dig, det var ju knappt 3 år sedan i Moras omklädningsrum. Du hade champagne i håret, ni hade just tagit till SHL och du pratade om att kanske följa med laget upp till SHL. Men nu sitter vi här och du är huvudtränare för Chicago. Jag måste säga att det känns surrealistiskt. Hur känns det själv?
Yeah, it's happened pretty fast. I think it happened in Mora pretty fast too, where just all of a sudden I went to play and then happened fast that I started to coach and then it took us a few years to build it up, but then we're in the top league, which was amazing. And then once I came back here, obviously again things have happened quickly and I got an opportunity, and I'm grateful for it. And I think it's a similar situation to what it was like in Mora, where you have they have believed in me. Peter believed in me, Stan Bowman here has believed in me, John McDonough, the ownership, that I was the right guy to be in this position. So means a lot.
Vad är det bästa med det här kapitlet av din tränarkarriär då?
I think it's just it's different. They're all like obviously my time in Mora is really special, both for myself and my family. I had young kids, and that time is, you don't forget it, and of course the success we're able to have, so that's always going to be a top memory. But of course, to having played in the NHL, but not, I had to stop playing because of my injuries. To get the opportunity again is it's pretty special. Not everyone gets a second crack at it, so it's a great opportunity. I'm not sure, because we're just getting started. It's not like we've won anything. I'm here. It's an accomplishment, but ultimately won't be very satisfying unless we can have some team success.
Can you talk about when you got the job for Chicago? It was a special week for you. I mean, you got your third kid, Olivia, and then Stan Bowman called and wanted to see you. How was it?
Exactly. So obviously my wife was pregnant, and we had a road trip coming up, and we were playing 3 games in 3 days. And I think it was the day before we were supposed to leave, on the road, we had Olivia, that's my third child, youngest little girl. And then, because this is how it is in hockey, stayed overnight, and then the next afternoon I was gone to leave, so that we had to play. So we played three games in 3 days. We were away, and then I came when I was at the end of the road trip. Stan basically said, I need to come to your house, and so that was obviously I knew something was coming. I didn't know exactly what it was going to be about, but when he offered me the job, it was a special time and huge opportunity. But there was a lot going on in my life.
But at did you feel right away to accept it?
Yeah, for sure. It's
once in a lifetime.
Yeah, exactly. And I work for the Blackhawks, so if they want me to coach the team, then I'm going to do it. And obviously, it was quick in my career over here, as far as I'd only had one full year in the American League and a couple months or whatever it was. But when the opportunity comes, you have to strike.
Was it tough for you succeeding Joel Quenneville, the legend? And I mean, taking over Chicago after a very successful period, they had three Stanley Cups in the last decade.
Yeah, of course, he's a legend. He's second all time in wins. I'm sure people understand he's a important guy, but maybe they don't understand what a big personality he is and what he's meant to the organization. And obviously, three Stanley Cups. You're never going to fill his shoes. So I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to be myself and do the best I can every day to make the team better and help the players to develop. And ultimately, I think that will lead to our own success, but it's going to be a totally different story than he's written. He's his own, he's his own man. He's already had a fantastic career, and he's still going. So it's a challenge, no question, to replace him, but I'm not trying to compare myself to him.
Vi hoppar lite mellan engelska och svenska här, men
I'll try to be better.
Yeah, it's fine. Du fick ju en tidigare kollega anställd, om man ska säga så, Thomas Mitell, inför den här säsongen också. Var det svårt att övertala Bowman att anställa honom?
It was something we talked about kind of off and on throughout the year. Obviously, when I first came in, there wasn't much time to get a staff together. It's just find a way to prepare the team. And it was an opportunity for me to get to know the people that were still working on the staff and learn, think about what maybe I wanted to have to support me and put myself in the best situation to have success, because ultimately it's a lot to do. There's a lot of communication that needs to be done, and you need a lot of help. And so, and obviously, in January, Sheldon Brookbank came from Rockford, so that was big. But I had, Thomas and I had a really good, I think, working relationship in Mora. And having gone through the season, the rest of the season in Chicago, it really reinforced to me that I thought Thomas was going to be a really good fit. He could help a lot. He's got a lot to offer. His ideas about the game, I think, are very progressive, and he just adds. He makes me better. So,
in which way?
He brings up different points of view. Whether it's about communication with players, or systematically, tactically, different things we could think about. He loves coming up with new ideas and new plans, and some of it we might say no chance we're doing that, but sometimes he'll present something that he may think is kind of out of left field, and I end up saying to him, I love that, we're doing this. And that's happened a bunch of times.
Do you feel that the Chicago players are accepting his ideas?
Yeah, absolutely, because it's kind of the same situation with me coming in as a young coach. The only way you're going to earn respect and get the players on board with you is if you're going to make them better. You have to help them. That's what they want. They want to be great. They want to have success both individually and as a team. So you got to prove yourself. But if you show that you can help them, then they love it. So that's the situation with Thomas. He's got a lot of ideas. He loves to help and he loves to give feedback, especially individually, sitting with players one-on-one and looking at clips or just having conversations. And that's I think that's a big strength of his.
Funkar hans engelska då?
Yeah, he's doing well. It's always, he spent, after he left with me. So we coached the team kind of half and half in Mora. A lot of English, but a lot of Swedish, and sort of we both worked together to make sure we reached everyone. But then when he went to AIK, it's like mostly Swedish. He ran the team. So it was a bit of an adjustment for him to go back to working with me. And especially, of course, here where everything's in English for the most part. So it's been an adjustment, but it's no problem. He's very good. So,
hur ser rollfördelningen ut då? Vilket ansvar tar han i båset och vilket ansvar har du?
Yeah, so the way we run it is, everyone's kind of involved in every part of what we're doing. And we split up the meetings and Thomas will run certain meetings or Sheldon will run certain meetings. Mark Crawford will run certain meetings, but we all have input. And I think that's part of what is going to make us good, is because we're not closing the door to anyone. We're not closing the door to any one idea. Thomas is going to have ideas on the penalty kill or the power play, or typically, he's helping Sheldon with the defense, but he's got a lot of ideas about the forwards and vice versa. And I think that's good. That's healthy. Not afraid to challenge each other or bring different ideas to the table. And that's part of the dynamic we want to have on the staff.
Since becoming the Blackhawks coach, have you discovered a new side of Jeremy Colton that you didn't know before?
You're challenged. It's a big stage. NHL is a great league, and there's some tremendous coaches in the league, and they're trying to eat your lunch. It's fun to measure yourself against them, and it's not coach against coach, because ultimately it's the players on the ice, but it's a competition to see who can prepare their own players the best. And obviously as a coach, you take a lot of pride and a lot of responsibility in getting your team ready every day. And it's such a good league. It's such a high level. There's 82 games. Every game means so much. You got to really stretch yourself to find different ways to present an idea or solve a problem or motivate the players. And I think I have developed a lot over, the past year plus, because it's a challenge. It's hard. It's not easy, and you're going to go through adversity, and it tests you emotionally to be able to handle it. But I think I'm getting better all the time.
Is there something here in the NHL that you can't do that you did in Sweden? Any tactics or ideas that you feel like, okay, this doesn't fit here?
Yeah, well, obviously the size of the ice changes things, yeah. No question. There's not as much space. That's an obvious thing. I think a lot of the way the game is now, it's really globalized. You have so many European players in the NHL and American League and even junior, and then there's so many North Americans over in Europe. The hockey looks similar because everyone just tries to steal the best ideas. So I don't think there's as big a difference as there used to be, but certainly there's some things that catch on over there that take time to be implemented here and vice versa. And I think that's sort of the challenge, is to try and stay ahead of it and steal as much as you can and make it work for your group. Like, just because something works in Sweden, it may or may not work here, but it might not be because it won't work. It might be in how you implemented it.
Okay.
Did you execute it or not? And sometimes when you don't make it work immediately, people throw it in the garbage, and that's also a challenge. If you try something new and it's maybe outside of the box and it doesn't work right away, do you have the guts to stick with it? Or, you just kind of throw it to the side.
Do you feel the pressure of being the Chicago Blackhawks head coach? I mean, you could be replaced.
Well, there's always pressure. I think most of the pressure I put on myself because I want to have success. We want to win. And as a coach, you feel a tremendous responsibility to the players to get them prepared, to help them play at their highest level. Because then and only then, I think, you get team success. So that's where a lot of the pressure, that's where my pressure comes from. Of course, there's external pressure, and it's a big media market, and expectations are high because of what's happened in the past. But I guess probably the challenge is to push that to the side and focus on what's most important, and that's what every day you're doing to prepare the team. And it's not so different from what it was like in Mora. I mean, we had our challenges there where, you know, two of the years, we didn't even know if we're going to be solvent as far as being able to pay the bills. And that kind of pressure, like the club's going to fold if we don't have some more success.
You That's don't feel own... that in Chicago.
No. It's a different thing. And I understand that there's less people in Mora, but the team is... every bit as important in Mora as it is the Blackhawks are to Chicago. So that's that kind of thing, I think, prepares you for the everyday grind. You want to have success, but sometimes you got to go through adversity. I say almost all the time you need to go through adversity to get really rewarding success. And, you know, how you act and how you... respond to that adversity, to me that's the thing that tells the tale. So I think that's important when try to remind each other when we're going through tough times.
Och så hade du, jag upplever dig som väldigt ödmjuk, humble.
I don't know. It's I think I'm quiet. I think I'm try to stay even keeled, try not to get caught up in the ups and downs of the business we're in, because it's very easy to get too high when things are good and be too low when things are bad. And I think that ultimately it your performance is decreased when you're too much on a roller coaster. That doesn't mean that there's not emotion there and that there's not fire there. I think the people who know me best and who've spent the most time with me understand that. But I also think you got to pick your spots. And I think it has more of an impact when you bring that emotion and intensity at the right time. That's when you can have the biggest impact.
Jag har pratat med många spelare som spelade i Mora under din tid, och de har sagt att det var i princip aldrig du skällde ut dem, utan du var väldigt low key, så att säga. Är det en del av ditt ledarskap?
Well, I think to some extent the players on your team, they follow your example. So in my view, to perform at a high level, night in, night out, you need to have a mentality that whatever happens, I'm just going to move on to the next thing and focus on. Because what happened before and what happens in the future, you know, more than right now, we can't do anything about. So we should just focus on what's important right in front of us. And if you let the external things influence you, then I just feel like you don't, when we're talking about a hockey team, you don't play your best. And if I think that our players should carry themselves that way, then I should do that as well. And again, emotion is important, and intensity and energy, and you got to care, and you want to be willing to do anything to win and anything to help your teammates, but show it at the right time and at the right level.
Vi har inte så mycket tid på oss, men i Hockeypuls podd så har vi en faktaruta, a fact box, general info about the guest. Så jag tänker att vi ska starta med den nu. Smeknamn, nickname.
Mm-hmm. I got a few. It kind of depends what team you're playing on, but JC was probably a pretty common one. Collie. Those are the two probably
most often. Is there anyone in Sweden that...
Probably JC.
JC, okay. Yeah. H.
35.
Still the youngest coach in NHL.
For now.
Are you proud of yourself?
Proud of my age or?
No, maybe being the youngest coach in NHL and achieving what you have done so far?
I'm excited for the opportunity. I'm happy to have the chance because I believe that I can help the guys. I think I can help them and give them something, and together we can have success. And that's ultimately, you know, from the time I was young, you learn. One of the things that I learned is it's the best feeling is to win with people you care about. And what better spot to do that in the best league in the world, you know, the highest level. And as original six franchise like Chicago, tremendous opportunity. I've said this before, when I got the chance to go to Rockford, like my family had a great situation in Mora. Obviously had a lot of responsibility. We just gone to the top league. I wouldn't have left. I wouldn't have made that choice to go to just any organization in the NHL. There's not many that I would have done that. But the Blackhawks and obviously everything that they've built up over the last years and how they want to run things and just my conversations with Stan in particular, it's a great opportunity for me.
Hur fick du jobbet i Rockford och Chicagos organisation? Träffade Bowman dig i Mora och åkte han över till Sverige och hade en intervju där, eller hur fungerade det?
Yeah, so I had talked to Stan on the phone during the season a little bit, but not about any job, just more so him getting to know me and you know, maybe one day, you know, would you be interested in working for the Blackhawks? And of course, that's an easy answer. Hypothetically, of course, yeah. I'd be interested. And then once we got closer to the end and, you know, obviously they made the decision to make a change with their American League team, then I put my name in and had more serious conversations about the job. And obviously they chose me.
Fordon, bil.
Ford, truck.
Okay, that's a common car in North America,
yeah,
right?
It's a make, yes.
Hej, Synoptik här. Visste du att solens UV-strålar kan vara skadliga och åldra dina ögon i förtid? Kom in till oss så hjälper vi dig att hitta rätt solglasögon som skyddar dina ögon. Välkommen till Synoptik.
Upptäck hyllade Xpeng G9 och P7 hos Bilia. Våra produktspecialister hjälper dig att hitta rätt modell för just dig. Boka din provkörning på bilia.se/xpeng redan idag. Välkommen till Bilia, din specialist på Xpeng.
So I'm a farm kid, so I used to half tons, you know, so that's, I think I've always driven a truck. It's my main vehicle, so I don't know if that'll change.
How is it to be a farm kid in Chicago? It's the fourth biggest city in North America, right?
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. I believe you. No, it's, Chicago's a great city. It's one of the, as you said, it's one of the special cities in America, but the world.
Yeah.
And so great opportunity for myself and my family, my kids to have that experience. And I'm still farm boy at heart, but you know, being 40 minutes from Calgary, I mean, Calgary's a million people, so wasn't like it hasn't been a total shock. And I spent some time in New York too as a player, so it's great, but it's nice to sort of have one foot in both worlds.
Feels kind of stupid to ask this, but tjänar mer än en riksdagsledamot? Do you earn more money than a Swedish member of the parliament? It's 65,000 kronor or $6,500.
Yes.
Yes. The easiest answer so far, maybe. Då var du på toppen av din karriär. The time when you were at the top of your career as a coach. Right now, I guess.
Well, I think it's when you've won something. Okay. So to me, that's the thing. I'm trying to climb the ladder here. It's a new mountain to climb. So the last time I won something was in Mora. So that was the best thing so far. So there's work to do here.
Då svarar du säsongen 16-17 med Mora då?
Yeah, it's the answer pretty, is, pretty yeah. good pretty yeah. good memory.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeremy. du har suttit här ett tag och tagit det lugnt. Vad är det som händer i ditt huvud just nu?
Wanna just soak it in. We've said to these guys all year, we have an opportunity to do something special. And we have the group, we have what it takes. And so you don't get those chances. It doesn't happen. You can play 10 years and never get the chance to do something like this. So you got to enjoy it when it comes, when you're successful. You got to remember, because the losing hurts too bad not to enjoy the wins. So yeah, I want to remember.
Your biggest setback, din största motgång?
Probably when I had to stop playing. Mm. That was devastating. And I went through it multiple times, because each time especially at the end, like I had to take a year off. That was, I didn't, I thought it was done at different points throughout that period. And then when I came to Mora and got hit again, that was terrible too. So that was the worst.
Hur många hjärnskakningar hade du under din spelarkarriär totalt sett?
I don't know. Probably, I think 5 or 6.
Is there another type of game today compared to when you were playing?
Yeah, for sure. It is different. I think players have much more awareness of protecting each other. And that was my point. I remember there was a lot of discussion about, high hits and head hits and trying to get them out of the game. And there are a lot of people saying it's part of the game. And I just don't believe. I think you can be mean and hit to hurt and be competitive without trying to end someone's career and separate their head from their body. And that's just like respect for each other. And I think the game has moved away from that type of, those hits where a guy's in a defenseless spot. Like for me, like when I have the puck, it's my job to defend myself. But like when I don't have the puck anymore, I shouldn't need to worry about someone hitting me in the blind side to the head. And that's at least half of my concussions happened when I didn't even have the puck.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how you defend yourself in those situations. And unfortunately for me, the game changed too late, but it's good that for the most part, that kind of stuff is gone.
Din favoritplats, your favorite place in the world. You have to say Mora now.
That's one of them for sure. Well, home is always home, right? So for me, coming back to Calgary is always special. And, playing in front of family and friends, and we come here in the summers for a month or two, and that's nice. So that's always important. But we got it pretty good in Chicago, so that's and we're still learning about what a great city it is. So it's been nice.
När återvänder du till Mora då?
Is it a lot different than Mora? Is that what you said?
No. When are you going back to Mora?
Oh, I don't know. Hopefully soon, but obviously we got to have some. The timing and the scheduling of everything, because it would be nice to go back and see some games, but that's maybe not going to happen right now.
Or maybe celebrate midsummer, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I haven't been to midsummer yet, so
okay,
that'd be good.
Do you think in the future? I know this is a hypothetical question, but can you return to Sweden? Do you think that's possible for you?
Yeah, we never closed the door on that. We loved our time there. I know, like, our boys, they talk about wanting to go back, and we say, well, okay, well, better work on your Swedish then, So that's the thing. But
both Jack and Ben were raised in Sweden, and they went to the Swedish school.
Yeah, and they were doing very well with the language. But at some point, if you don't use it, you lose it, right? So absolutely, we would consider coming back.
An unknown talent.
Unknown talent. I don't know. Unknown. People know a lot about me. I don't have anything right now.
You can pass. It's
fine. Yeah, I'll pass that one.
Okay. The best coach in Sweden and the best coach in the world.
Best coach in Sweden.
That's a tough one.
I'm going to offend someone if I...
Do you still watch as well, Hockeyallsvenskan?
I don't watch as many games. Of course, I follow it, and I read the papers and stuff. So I think it's probably shouldn't name someone if I haven't been paying attention. I mean, obviously, Frölunda won Champions League again. So Roger Rönnberg is he's got a great reputation, and they just continue to win. There's some really good coaches. Sam Alam, obviously, they've had a lot of success there. Again, I shouldn't list anyone
in the NHL.
I'll leave someone out. Well, I mean, Barry Trotz, John Tortorella, Joel Quenneville, all those guys. They've their teams have overachieved, you know, and again, I mean, there's so many good ones in the league, and it's been a tough year for coaches. You know, a lot of good coaches have been fired, and doesn't mean they're not great. Like, it's such a competitive business, and everyone brings different things to the table, and a lot of times it's right place, right time, but obviously there's a lot of good ones in our league.
I read somewhere that they were 14 coaches being fired after you got the job in Chicago. That's a tough world.
Yeah, things that's the league now. It seems like there's a lot of pressure. Everyone has high expectations. They want to win. They want to win now, and that's the way it is. But again, from my perspective, it does me no good to think about that. I just got to focus on preparing my own team.
Choice that you regret?
One is I tried to play through a concussion, and that was not smart. Oh. You know, and that probably pushed me down the road that I ended up going down. But you know, in the moment, it's hard for players, and that's why we try to help them as much as we can. If you see something or they don't look right, you try to pull them out. Or you know, we had those situations and more, and we've had them here where, you know, they think they're fine, but sometimes they just need to be pulled out for a few shifts to make sure. And a lot of times, hopefully it comes to nothing. Hopefully you're just being overly cautious, but, you know, the damage you can do if you don't and you end up playing and you get hit again is it's tough.
Yeah. The best player you've coached?
Probably Patrick Kane.
Not Emil Bejmo, Mattias Bromé.
Hey, they're good ones. They're good ones, too.
A player you wish that you...
didn't have on my
team?
No chance I'm taking that one.
Okay, we pass on that.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could change one part of hockey, what would it be?
I don't know. I think one good idea would be to allow the teams to vary the size of their rinks.
Okay.
I think that would be interesting to... have the, you know, you could have the option, you could have a little bigger rink, and obviously there needs to be some parameters, but I just think, you know, the NHL used to be like that, where different arenas. Boston was very small, Chicago was very small, and but teams could go the other way too to a certain extent, and then maybe they want to build their team a little bit different. I think that would be interesting, and you would bring back home ice advantage a little bit more than it is now. I think it's fairly close to 50-50 as far as teams winning and losing, and I think it's be more interesting and just would change up how organizations build their teams as well. And I know, you know, in Russia they do it, in Finland they do it, so there's no reason why they couldn't bring it back here.
Do you prefer the Swedish or North American size of the rink?
I'm not sure. I like both. It's interesting to me that the differences, and there are differences, and you adjust your game accordingly, and whether it's tactically or just individually, there's certain things you can do on the big ice or the small ice. And again, that's why I think it would be, I think it would be good for the game to have that variance.
En person i hockeyvärlden du inspireras av?
I try to follow, you know, the best, and whether it's hockey or any sport, I try to follow the best coaches, the best leaders. You know, again, I think Trotz is a great example of a guy who kind of leads collaboratively and gets everyone to buy in. You know, had the chance here to be with Q. I was hoping for it to be longer than it was, just to watch how he worked and how he managed the team. And guys love playing for him. You know, in the, like, Belichick, obviously, in the football world is a guy you try to pick up things from. But I think in this business, you got to continually look outside to try and find new ways to be better. If you keep doing the same thing, you're going to be passed by other people who are more hungrier, or they have more of a, you got to come up with new ideas all the time, and typically you got to look outside.
Jag tar det här på svenska. Peter Hermodsson vet jag har betytt mycket för dig. Det har varit en diskussion hemma mellan Harald Lyckner och honom faktiskt. De är inte bästa vänner om man säger så.
Ja.
Harald menar att Roger Johansson var den som pushade för att du skulle få jobbet i Mora. Hur gick den processen till egentligen?
I think Peter deserves all the credit he gets for the opportunity that I got.
Okay.
And, he was tremendous to work with, gave me a lot of support. When I was just getting started, it was a huge risk to give me that opportunity, and wouldn't be here without him.
A team you really want to coach sometime?
Chicago Blackhawks.
No other team?
I would like to coach my kid one day. I think that'd be fun. That's something that obviously you can't be doing, you know, in my situation, but one day.
Are they playing hockey?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it close when you left Mora? There were some rumors in Sweden that Brynäs wanted to hire you. Were you close to accepting the deal that you got from them?
There was both the year before and the year I left. There was talked to a lot of teams, and you know, sometimes they're more serious than others. But I always felt, and Peter was great about it, and I always told him, hey, this is happening.
Okay.
This team is calling. And sometimes they'd ask Peter and sometimes they wouldn't. But, you know, he was always upfront with me, and I had an option every year. So I had a longer than 1 year deal. I think we were on 2 year deals, but I always had an option to leave. And so he always said, if you get an opportunity that you want, you do it. And so I tried to be as upfront as I could be with him. And yeah, there was quite a bit of interest, but, it would have been tough to leave Mora and if I stayed in Sweden.
I've talked to a lot of guys in Mora, and they have all said that you were great at making everyone feel that they were part of the team.
I came in late, so I wasn't here all year, but I have nothing but good things to say about these guys. They welcomed me in and made me feel a part of it right away. And yeah, it's an amazing group. It's a young group, and it's amazing what you can do when everyone's on the same page and you stick together. And you know, that's what makes it feel so good.
Nej, men såklart en bra säsong. Jag har fått ett otroligt stort förtroende av Jeremy. Och jag har tagit det också. Och det är otroligt att man får utdelning för någonting också. Så jag är jättenöjd där.
Jag är jättestolt över min utveckling, men framförallt så är jag stolt över det här laget och det vi har gjort.
Som jag förstått har Jeremy Colleton betytt mycket för dig under de här 2 åren.
Ja, absolut. Han har lärt mig otroligt mycket. Speciellt det viktigaste också är väl att spela utan puck. Och det det gjorde jag inte innan jag kom hit, så att det har lärt mig och det är jag väldigt glad för. Man kan inte spela på hög nivå om man inte spelar defensivt också och spela utan pucken, så att det kommer jag verkligen ta med mig i framtiden och som jag sa, jag är väldigt glad för detta och det är grymt.
Det här är på norsk, det är ju, det går ju inte att inte like det här. Här, se på det här. Se på kampene. Det är fullsatt. Det går kan jag hör inte vad Höken säger på isen.
Jag hör inte heller.
Och det är det här vi spelar för. Det är helt sjukt.
Kan du försöka förklara Jeremy Colleton och Thomas Vitells betydelse i just det? Vi har pratat med Peter Hermansson som sa att Jeremy Colleton, om vi inte hade haft honom, då hade vi inte kunnat klara av det. Försök förklara vad det är.
Nej, för fan, de är så jävla bra alltså. För fan. Nej, jag vet inte vad jag ska säga. Man spelar ju inte så jävla mycket direkt, men det går ju inte att gnälla direkt när man har en sån tränare. Liksom. Det är bara att köra på utav helvete. Nej, det är så jävla häftigt alltså. Nej, jag vet inte vad jag ska säga.
Grattis Fabian.
Tack Adam.
How do you do it? Because I guess that a lot of coaches want to have that ability. That's the first question. But number two, what is the key parts of a good leadership in your opinion? So there's two questions in one here.
Yeah. Well, players want to contribute. They want to help the team. They want to feel like they're part of something. And some people play a bigger part than others, but it doesn't mean that the smaller part isn't. It's also vital. Part of that is communicating with those guys what exactly you want them to do and how it's important. But it's a challenge. Like in our team, because of the league and its media and there's so many games and there's so much travel, it's a struggle to, you try to talk to everyone as much as possible, but it's difficult. And I think it's a similar goal here, where we want everyone to feel part of it. We want everyone to feel valued. We want everyone to feel like they can help. And because when you do, and everyone is kind of willing to just do their part and do it well and take pride in it, that's when you really get somewhere.
Last question. I know you're a very busy man. Där är du om 10 år.
Hopefully here.
Yeah.
But again, that's it's pretty tough to look that far ahead. It's fun. You can do it. Mm-hmm. But I think especially in season, it's so important to focus on the here and now. So that's what I'm going to do.
Any message to the Mora fans?
Happy to see the team doing so well. Did they win today?
No, they lost.
Yeah, I saw they were down. But anyways, things look like they're going on the right track. Hopefully they can continue and keep coming out, keep supporting, because I know the team means a lot to everyone in the city. And as I said a lot when I was there, you need everyone in a town like that to have success.
The last thing you will do in this podcast is picking out a song, because all of my guests got to do that. So okay. What do you want to listen to?
It must be George Strait then.
You're straight.
Yeah.
Perfect choice. I will switch back to Swedish now. Jeremy, tack för att du var med i Hockeybus podcast. Jag uppskattar det otroligt mycket. Jag hoppas att alla lyssnare också har gjort det.
Thank you. Tack så mycket.
Och tack till alla er som har lyssnat på det här. Vi är tillbaka om en vecka igen. Har ni några tankar och funderingar, bara höra av till mig på adam.johansson@mittmedia.se. Tack för nu. I still feel 25 most of the time. I still raise a little cane with the boys. Honky tonks and pretty women, Lord, I'm still right there with them, singing above the crowd and the noise. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote it song, and I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. Well, the truth about a mirror is that a damned old mirror don't really tell the whole truth. It don't show what's deep inside or read between the lines, and it's really no reflection of my youth. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. And I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. When I'm gone.
Upptäck det vackra ljudet av McCrispy & Company för endast 89 kronor. En riktigt krispig upplevelse. För ett ännu godare McDonald's.
På Sveriges största jackpot-casino går Hypermiljonen på högvarv. Från Malmö i söder till Kiruna i norr har Hypermiljonen genererat över 130 miljoner exklusivt till våra spelare. Välkommen in till Sveriges största jackpot-casino, hyper.com.
18 plus, regler och villkor gäller.